Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Which is mobile today in Bloomington, Indiana, where Penn State takes on Indiana tonight. Penn State 12-12, Indiana 14-9. They'll score off at 7 this evening. You'll be able to see it on BTN tonight. WKOK carrying tonight. Shikellamy basketball starting at 6:30 on the air. Also wrestling tonight with Steve Williams will be on the web. And the Bucknell basketball game at Navy on Eagle 107 will start with an airtime of 5:30 and a tip-off of 6 from Annapolis.
Steve, this is a very...
Try to give them some head start with the snow.
And this is a very important game for Shikellamy tonight, basketball-wise. They struggled with Jersey Shore last time out, losing 57-52, gave up a lot of points in the paint, especially to Cody Confer. So it'll be interesting to see what adjustments Shikellamy does. I mean, C.J. Tyler had a great game last time out with 18 points, and believe it or not, only two of those were three-point shots. He hit a few big shots from the line and completed three-point opportunities that way. But the Braves are going to need more of that, and the guys in the down underneath the basket are really going to have to hit the boards hard, because a lot of those 16 points for Confer came on putbacks.
That's coming up tonight. Kevin will have the call tonight with Dave Ritchie, 7 o'clock, 6:30 the airtime from the shore. And also...
the shore without
Derek
a beach.
Yes. Also, Derek Jeter announcing the 2014 will be his final season. The Phillies have signed A.J. Burnett to a one-year, $16 million contract, and revealing at the same time that Cole Hamels is not going to be ready to start the season. And how long it's going to take before he actually can get out there, that's mysterious right now. There appears to be no timetable at the moment. Have you ever read the Drudge Report?
Yeah, once in a while. Not on a regular basis, but I have.
Drudge puts out headlines all the time. So here are the headlines on this storm. Listen, as only he can do it. Historic ice storm unfolds in South. Georgia warned catastrophic. National Weather Service, travel impossible. Amtrak suspends ice from Texas to North Carolina. Roads deserted, thousands without power. Panic shoppers fight over food. Nor'easter could be biggest of season. Snow rage afflicts locals. Man puts gun to plow driver's head. Psychiatrist, tremendous amount of seasonal affect disorder. Just reading those headlines would give you a tremendous amount of seasonal affect disorder. How about those headlines? Hey, I don't hear Barty doing that.
Too depressing.
Come on, Barty. Get out there and read the headlines. Come on. Sarah's just, I know it's the news, but Sarah's getting so serious now. You got to take care of all these things. Oh, yeah, we're talking, it's going to be a big storm. It's going to affect the valley tomorrow. Some people are already calling in their cancellations.
Yeah, we have a few things on Winternet now at WKOK.com, as a matter of fact.
Right. So if you want to go there, keep up to date and find out ahead of time what's going on, because people are trying to be preemptive about this storm that is rolling into our area.
You know, it's ironic that every time Bucknell and Navy seem to play, there's major snowstorms, at least when they play this time of year. At least this time it's at Lewisburg and not down in Annapolis like it was a couple of years ago. When Doug Birdsong gave me a call telling me that they were trying to back out of a road somewhere in the D.C. area because they couldn't get forward or backward. The bus had been kind of stuck at that point. It seems like every time these two teams play, it's bad news for snow.
Well, that's not good. But that game is coming up tonight. Soika, 6 o'clock, 5:30 the airtime at Eagle 107. I'm just trying to somehow give Navy a head start out of here if it's possible. You know, because they're going to bust. I already know how Ed feels about flying. So I've got 30 years of experience with Ed about how he feels about flying. So they're going to start tonight. And Navy took apart Army last week. I watched that game. Took them apart. They come in at 8-15, and Bucknell is 10-13 of the year. That's 6 o'clock tonight, 5:30 the airtime. So, again, if you're planning on going to Soika tonight to watch Bucknell and Navy, get there early. It starts at 6 this evening, all right, over at Soika. Derek Jeter retiring. You're talking about somebody who was universally respected across the board. His last game at Yankee Stadium, sales are up 35% today just with the announcement that he made on Facebook. Interesting that he used social media to do it. Also, his last game will be at Fenway Park. You're saying, how will the Red Sox fans react? They'll probably react the same way they reacted to Mariano Rivera. There are just certain athletes a long time that you respect. If Alex Rodriguez had announced his retirement, not even Yankee fans would probably stand up and cheer.
Somebody might actually throw at him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what his problem, Rodriguez's huge problem was when he decided to sue the union. That caused a huge problem among the rank and file. Huge problem. Like, you're suing us? Really? You know, so that. But that's another topic another day. A.J. Burnett, $16 million contract. The bottom line is that you are looking at overpaying for A.J. Burnett, which is probably why he took the Phillies deal over the Pirates, because of the Cole Hamels situation. Instead of paying him, you know, what you would think would be, in baseball terms, a normal deal for a guy of his age and ability of maybe $8 to $12 million, you end up paying $16 million because now you're a little more desperate to get him on the staff because you don't know how long Hamels is out. And I think Roger brought up a very good point. What does this say about the Phillies training staff? Every year they go to camp and key individuals are not ready. Roy Halladay, not ready. Chase Utley, not ready. Now, I'll give him a pass, obviously, when it comes to Ryan Howard. When you're coming off an Achilles and now you're coming off a knee, those are two debilitating injuries that just take much longer, especially for a man of his size. And now the Hamels thing. I mean, they're going into camp. You're not ready? It's been months since you've thrown a ball. You're not ready.
Well, and you mentioned it last half hour, some of these guys have their own trainers. All right, if you have your own trainer, shouldn't they be in communication with the team's trainers? I mean, if I were a team owner, I would not want my trainers not having a clue what my players are doing in the offseason.
Absolutely. I would want to know the exact regimen all the time. You have too much money invested in here. And again, this is the second year of his contract. And he signs a 6-year deal. And the last thing that you need to have, I mean, obviously you got to play it safe here because you don't want to rush him back. I mean, now he's hurt. You can't rush him back. You've got to make sure that when he's ready to go long term for you. But you still roll the dice when you're rolling out these big contracts. And I know there's a desire to compete, you know, to beat the other guy. But when you look at the 10-year deal Rodriguez signed, he's already been brought up, the 10-year deal Pujols signed, I mean, there's no way the Angels can keep him. 10 years. 6 years for Hamels. He's hurt now again. I told you about the 8-year deal Pedroia signed, and I think Jacoby Ellsbury signed a 7-year deal. And Jacoby Ellsbury, when he's healthy, is a really, really good player. The problem is he's not always healthy. Then there's Robbie Cano, 10-year deal with the Mariners. Again, I probably would be the kind of general manager where maybe we're treading water too much because I don't take as many risks, but I wouldn't give a pitcher more than 3. I would never give a position player more than 5. I still think you can cobble together a pretty good team. Johnny Gomes went 2 years. Victorino went 3 years. Napoli went 1 year, then signed an extension this year. I mean, I'm just outlining players that just won a world championship. key players that won a world championship. None of them superstars in their own right, but all key contributors that fit parts of the team that were needed to make them really good. All right, time to take a break. Coming up, Kevin has an Olympic fun fact. Did you get Drew Kelly or Shine Carey to voice this part?
No, I didn't have an opportunity.
Opportunity? You've been there all day.
It's been a busy day. You know, somebody's got to anchor everything down while you take the Sunbury Motor Studio on the road. You know, somebody's got to make sure everything's going on, you know, going out right and informed. And I'm proud to take that responsibility.
It takes approximately 45 to 60 seconds to write it. It takes approximately 20 seconds to walk down the hall. Okay, 40 for you. To hand the copy over. It takes them about 5 minutes to finish up whatever they're doing and probably less than 30 seconds to record it with a music bed. I just outlined in a 24-hour day where I just ate up about 4 minutes of your time. What you do with the other 23:56 is fine.
Listen, it was a busy day. I was so busy I didn't even have lunch. And you know me, I don't skip meals.
Wow, you must have been busy. All right, we'll come.
I told you.
Wow. What were you doing?
Well, there was a lot of stuff going on at the Olympics. We had the AJ Burdett thing come down, so I got that stuff going.
Wow.
Hamels.
They keep losing at the Olympics. So what? That's out.
You know, and keeping up with Jason Turtman. He ran today twice. They finished 11th, but will be getting ready for the relay coming up tomorrow.
All right.
That's my Olympic fun fact, by the way.
We'll hear more about that in a moment. We continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
How many presidents do you want to save? Save more than you ever thought at Sunbury Motors Ford during their President's Day sales event. Choose from over 400 new Fords with savings up to $10,200. With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months and no payments for 90 days. Select from over 20 new 2014 Ford Focuses for as low as $16,390. SMC has 17 of the hottest selling 2014 Ford Fusions starting at $18,980. If you're having trouble getting through the snow, Sunbury Motors has new 2014 Ford Escapes priced under $20,000.
If a new truck is on your list,
pick from the largest selection of new F-150s in all of Central Pennsylvania. A whopping 100 at one location, priced from just $23,953. Sunbury Motors President's Day sales event is the area's first huge sale of the year, and the one you won't want to miss. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Head up sunburymotors.com.
Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley for almost a century.
Okay, I'm not really that much of a vodka guy.
Okay.
I'm looking at it this way, though. My eyes can't get any redder, no matter what I do.
You know what? I'll drink
all
tonight.
Right? Here we go. Down the hatch.
Really?
That was Costas a couple of nights ago on his, so what has become, to this point, his last Olympic broadcast here from Sochi, at least for now, drinking vodka with Mary Carrillo and... first time I think I've ever seen that on an Olympics broadcast.
Perfect. He's out again tonight. Matt Lauer fills in again tonight, doing double duty between the Today Show and hosting.
He's had a great sense of humor about this, though. I mean, he really has.
Sure he does.
Talking about, you know, Peabody glasses, and then the next night, you know, here's our set that people are calling Superman's Crystal Palace, which would make me Clark Kent with his glasses. And then, of course, well, I'm looking at it this way. My eyes can't get any redder no matter what I do.
Well, I mean, and that's because of what I talked about earlier when I was talking about Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez, the insecurity of Alex Rodriguez and the apparent security of Derek Jeter. Bob Costas is that same way. Very, very secure in who he is. So he can poke fun at himself. You have that ability to do that. Be self-deprecating. You know, that's good, and it's also endearing to people when you're self-deprecating. Basketball tournament, 2018. Michigan State, North Carolina, Florida, and Texas are going to play three games, one each in New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles over an eight-day period while traveling together in a single chartered airplane. This is what they want to do with it. The teams would arrive in New York City on December 14, 2018. They would all fly in from their respective areas, all right? Raleigh-Durham, Gainesville, Austin, and Lansing. They all form in New York City. They would then play at Madison Square Garden, a doubleheader, on December 15th. The 16th, the four teams would then tour the Freedom Tower and the 9/11 Memorial and visit Wall Street and then take in a Broadway musical. The teams then travel to Chicago later that night. They would then go to the Chicago Pizza Dinner on Monday the 17th, followed by a Second City comedy show. The second doubleheader of the trip would then be December 18th in the United Center. The teams would then fly to Los Angeles on the 19th. Once in L.A., the teams will head to Disneyland and a dinner. The teams will then tour Warner Brothers and the Grammy Museum on Friday the 21st and conclude with a third and final doubleheader in the Staples Center on December 22nd. Then they'll depart for their own and head back to their respective areas for the holidays. Now, obviously, this is 4.5 years down the road. But still, I give them credit for being innovative. And that's one thing that you're seeing. College basketball is far more innovative in how they do tournaments and pairings and how they try to get interest in the regular season going as opposed to postseason. Far more innovative and clever than college football is with its non-conference scheduling. There's no difference between college football scheduling and college basketball scheduling in terms of innovation. Even in conference scheduling, the Big Ten is considering different ways to get the start of the conference season going, and they're looking at various options as to how to do it. Just options, okay, that they're throwing out there just to draw more interest to the sport. And that's why you see the Maui Invitationals, the Charleston tournaments, the Disney tournaments, this idea put out and floated out there. College basketball has a longer season, and they have more flexibility. And they also have come up, I think, with more clever ways of doing non-conference work than college football does. Now, in college football, it's going to get knocked down in the Big Ten eventually here to a three-game non-conference season, as opposed to the four now. And that's a plus, too, because the fourth weekend of the non-conference is you have – when a network sits there and they don't know what to put on because there aren't great choices, that tells you your fourth weekend is not going well. So, time now for your Olympic fun fact.
My Olympic fun fact has to do with the first ever event – at this year's Olympics called Relay Luge. Are you ready for this? This is how Relay Luge is going to work, and it's going to be very entertaining. You have the men's single, a woman's single, and then the double losers go down the track one after another. Here's the way it's actually going to end up happening. The one loser goes down first, slaps the pad. That opens up the gate for the next one, who goes down, slaps the pad, and then the third goes down and slaps the pad. That's how it's going to work. That's your Olympic fun fact. It sounds a little kooky, but it has been a fan favorite the last few times that they've tried it at some of the World Cup events.
You needed an intro and music. By the way, there's also going to be a 16-team Nike event that's going to take place in November 2017 in college basketball to celebrate Nike founder Phil Knight's 80th birthday. Also going to be doing that, too. So, as I said, they're coming up with whatever way they can come up with to try and at least get some more juice into the regular season and matchups and things like that in college basketball. Do you feel like that took away from your fun fact?
It did a little bit, yeah. So I'm going to say that the women's single goes first, followed by the men's single, and then the double.
Duke and North Carolina's tonight.
What, did you run your DVR on it?
No. I'll just look at the highlights when I get back later at midnight. No need.
I mean, does the plane have a sports channel on their on the seat in front of you?
No. We don't have any TVs in this plane.
Then you need to get a different plane.
Well, football, that's what we have in football. We have TVs in the football plane.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Then you need to get a different plane.
Well, it's also a smaller, lighter plane, and we don't have to go through security. Guess what?
Is it worth the trade-off?
Nope. Not to me.
Because I like my toothpaste, and you're not going to take it.
Oh, no, that's underneath the plane. That doesn't matter. We don't have any carry-ons. You know, that only applies to carry-on luggage, you know.
That's true. It only applies to carry-on luggage. Or what's in your pockets.
You can't bring toothpaste on the plane. If you put it underneath in the cargo, they don't care. Okay?
Let's open up the phone line and see what you think about the baseball events today with Burnett and, of course, with Derek Jeter. 800-795-9565.
Or if you think Kevin's fun fact needs music and an introduction.
We'll take that call, too.
It's pretty obvious. Everybody feels that way.
Everybody always takes your side.
Have you wondered why?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motor Studio is mobile today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15, Humbles Wharf. Go online to WKOK.com. Some people have already started to tell us about postponements and cancellations for tomorrow. Bucknell basketball at Sochi tonight. And in order to help Navy get a head start back to Annapolis, they're going to start the game at 6 tonight. Doug will be on Eagle 107 beginning at 5:30 this evening. Kevin and Dave go to Jersey Shore, Shikolimi Jersey Shore basketball tonight at 7 on at 6:30 here on WKOK. And on the web, it's Shikolimi Wrestling Tonight with Steve Williams. The ratings are out for the primetime Nielsen ratings are out. And the number one show for the week was the Beatles Salute on CBS.
It was not.
That was number one.
It was not. It didn't even finish in the... Was it third on Sunday night? I don't even know if it was third.
The Beatles Salute was number one for the week. The number two show was The Millers on CBS, which is a comedy. The opening ceremonies of the Olympics finished third.
You are not serious. That is not the numbers I saw. I don't know where you got your numbers.
USA Today primetime Nielsen ratings.
The Beatles were like third when I saw it on Monday.
Walking Dead was fourth.
Well, The Walking Dead, I heard, did really well.
Movie classics.
Basically, you're either watching The Walking Dead the other night or the Olympics.
The Olympics were in one opening ceremony, 31.7 million viewers. Number two was the Sunday night version.
There you go.
26.3 million viewers. Saturday, 25.1 million. Then it starts to get closer. Thursday night was 20 million. Then NCIS was fifth at 19.5 million. Big Bang Theory at 17.5 million. NCIS Los Angeles, which is after NCIS, 16.3 million. Beatles Salute was eighth at 14 million. American Idol on Fox Wednesday night was ninth with 13.4 million. And Criminal Minds on Wednesday night, 12.9 million was the number 10 show for the week. Walking Dead, by the way, was number one on cable, 15.8 million viewers, which would have put it in the number eight spot overall. Then it was Duck Dynasty, Talking Dead, Walking Dead, Housewives of Atlanta was fifth, WWE Raw sixth, Pawn Stars seven, WWE Raw eighth, O'Reilly Factor ninth, and Pawn Stars was 10th on cable. Single most tweeted program of the week was Walking Dead. It was the number one tweeted program for the week. Beatles salute was second. Okay?
That sounds more like it.
Of course it does. For some reason that CW doesn't do well. Oh, well. So there are the ratings for the week. Any more fun facts? Okay.
No, we'll have some tomorrow.
800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Derek Jeter to retire after this season. Says he knows it's time. Also used social media to announce it. He announced it on Facebook. So he knows that this is it. Last game at Yankee Stadium, sales up 35% since the announcement. His last regular season game would be at Fenway Park in Boston. A.J. Burnett, one-year, $16 million deal with the Phillies. Spurns the Pirates, but gets a lot more money in the process. The Pirates were never going to offer him that kind of cash. So he's going to do that. And also, Cole Hamels has said that he's sore and can't start the season. United States women's Olympic hockey team led 1-0 going to the third, then lost to Canada 3-2 today. Kevin went through this big, big thing yesterday about Julia Mancuso, that downhill's her specialty. She finished eighth.
It wasn't that special today. She struggled.
Two snowboarders for the United States get gold and bronze.
And the third finished fourth. Did that make sense? Yeah, the third of the three finished fourth.
The third member of the American team ended up taking fourth place.
Right, there you go.
Yes.
It was a little confusing the way I worded it.
So, the Phillies announced team was also announced today. As to what direction they're going with that.
Moyer and Stairs?
Matt Stairs, Jamie Moyer. Join the broadcast team with Tommy McCarthy. And you notice Tommy's getting some CBS run right now on the NCAA basketball. Because remember, Tim Brando is not coming back to do any more CBS work. He has left CBS. Which means that there's now going to be an opening on the NCAA basketball tournament. It also means there's an opening in the college football studio for him.
But is
speculation
he still
is running?
No, I was wondering, is he still doing his show on CBS Sports Network though?
Nope. Boomer and Carton in the morning from New York from WFAN.
I missed
CBS
that.
CBS Sports Net. So no, it's a complete severing of ties, which makes one wonder whether or not Timmy B, whom we've had as a guest on this show. We had him on, we had Tim on, what, last March? Last February we had Tim on?
I think
on?
So, yeah.
We'll get him back on again. Makes one wonder if the new SEC network is a destination for him.
Nah, I didn't think about that. 18 years, though, with CBS Sports.
Mm-hmm. Did very well. 18 years with CBS Sports.
Steve, got a question. I was just going to say, I got a new question from Jason on Facebook. Says he works for the guy that says he's a Penn State insider.
I read that. I wasn't going to deal with that till tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, there's a reason why I didn't go to that. Okay.
So tune in tomorrow. We'll have the answer.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm saying though, I want to check and make sure what the correct answer is. All right, that's the reason why. Just follow my lead.
I shall follow blindly.
Follow my lead on that. There's a reason I didn't go there.
Well, okay. I'm used to you not looking at anything social, so I just assumed you didn't.
Yeah, we have to remember everything I get on our Facebook page. Maybe you don't realize this. Everything we get on our Facebook page shows up on my email.
Now I'm posting a lot of stuff.
No, I'm talking what people post on there.
Yeah, I'm going to make up names.
You're going to make up names?
Yeah, I'll make up names and accounts. I'll just fill your email basket.
This doesn't go back to your childhood with that make-believe friend, does it?
He was a really good guy. Actually, it was a she, not a he.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about. Yeah, okay. But yeah, I want to get more information on that before I answer his question about when they're going to play the blue. I know the blue-white game is April 12th. What time it starts, we don't know yet. Okay? So I want to make sure I have a better answer for him than that, because I don't think that's been, to be frank with you, I don't even think that's been discussed yet. At some point it'll be on the table, but they just went through their first coaches included workout yesterday. Yesterday was the first coaches included workout, where they moved the workouts back to 5:30 in the morning in Hulubha Hall yesterday. Coaches were there for the first time, so it's the first chance they've actually seen their team work out. But see, every time everything that shows up on Facebook, I get an email. So you know, if you want to put in all sorts of imaginary friends,
you know. I want to go back to, you had said Brando not being with CBS and maybe being in the SEC network now.
Just speculation.
There's other rumors, too, that I read about that ESPN may not be re-signing Brent Musburger for college football. Have you heard anything about that?
Brent Musburger's contract runs out August 1st. And they have to make it, there's been no decision made yet about renewal. His contract runs out August 1st. And I had said that. In fact, I had mentioned that on the show before the national championship game, that his contract was up this year. And now they have to make a decision on that. Because, I mean, and they have not been shy about making moves. For example, I mean, John Miller not doing Sunday Night Baseball. After doing that for 20 years with Joe Morgan, they made the move with Dan Shulman. And they've changed up analysts on that as well. But Dan Shulman's been doing Sunday night baseball for the last 2 years after John Miller did it for 20. So, decision time as to what to do with that.
Well, will CBS be able to carry any SEC games anymore?
They get the number one choice.
Okay, so they'll still get to carry them even though they have a network of their own. How long do you think that's going to last?
Well, until the end of the contract. I mean, CBS has, I'm trying to think how long. The SEC, but they get the number one choice on games, and that's what happens with, you know, this is the same situation, by the way, with the Big Ten. The Big Ten Network does not get the number one choice on games. The number one choice on games rotates between ABC and ESPN. Okay, that's where the rotation is. Now, the CBS deal on with the SEC runs through the 2024 season. Okay?
Wow, I didn't think it was that long.
So that's, it's that long.
Well, I guess this would be similar to the ESPN, what ESPN has with the Big Ten, and then the Big Ten Network carrying the rest of the games.
Right, and that's what this comes down to. That's why I'm waiting to see if the Southeastern Conference makes the move to a ninth conference game. Because now, with a ninth conference game, you control inventory. You control inventory with a ninth conference game. And that's, you know, and that's what you have. So the contract at CBS, but CBS will always have the number one choice on the game of the weekend. So that's how it works. Just like ABC and ESPN get the number one choice on a Big Ten game. So that's why when you hear, for example, three times a year they're allowed to invoke the 6-day rule. Now, last year they invoked it once.
Yeah, there was at least once. I know that.
But they're only allowed to do it three times in a year. And when you hear that, that's because they are deciding what, you know, they're not sure what the best game is. The entity that has the number one choice on games doesn't know which games to pick. And that's what it comes down to. And late in the season, they're trying to get the best matchup. For that particular week, and it usually happens late in the season. You rarely see the 12-day thing violated early in the season. But the CBS deal runs through the 23-24 season. Okay? And they get the number one choice. Then after that, ESPN gets a choice, then it'll fall to the SEC network. There may be a time where, for example, like the SEC network trumps the ESPN choice, you know, once in a great while, just to make sure they're getting good, solid matchups on TV. You know, because they don't want the SEC network to, you know, to just have, you know, hey, in today's game, and it's going to be, I don't know, pick Kentucky against Ole Miss. Yeah. Let's see. Terms of the deal, $55 million per year until 23-24. They get CBS lifts the, but here's the difference. CBS will lift the exclusive 3:30 broadcast window. So they're going to get the number one choice in the game, but the SEC network, for example, can put a game up against it. CBS still picks the top SEC game each week and owns the rights to the league championship game in Atlanta through 2023. So, there we go. SEC Network will launch before 2014 season, wholly owned by ESPN, which will operate and produce and sell it. ESPN will likely be compensated well for this setup, but the league is not releasing financials. SEC and ESPN officials will comprise a content committee to establish SEC Network programming. So there you go. There's the story on how that works. Okay? Come back with more in a moment. Do you have another Olympic fun fact?
No, not till tomorrow. I don't want to use all my good stuff. I'm saving some of the good stuff for, like, the end of the week and stuff. I don't want to use it all. Keep them interested, Steve.
Sure, if that's what you think. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And in our number seven SEC game of the day, we go to Kevin Herr live.
Let's see, where would they put me? Yeah, I was going to say, where would I be? Duke? No, they're too good right now.
Commonwealth Stadium.
That's not even an SEC, yes. So what am I thinking? Yeah, I think you're right. I think I would be there.
Yeah, that'd be you. All right. Derek Jeter, outwardly, again, you know, you never really know anybody unless you really know them, but outwardly, one of the classiest athletes of a generation who represents a generation, of greatness on the field. Smooth as to how he played the game. Winner. Always had the ability to make winning plays at big moments. As announced on Facebook, he'll retire at the end of the 2014 season. Sales up 35% for the final regular season game at Yankee Stadium already based on today's announcement.
Yeah, the ticket prices.
Final regular season game on this.
As soon as he made that announcement, ticket prices shot. Obviously, if you don't get them through the Yankees, the ticket price is different.
Right. And his final regular season game is scheduled for Fenway Park in Boston. A.J. Burnett, one-year, $16 million deal. Why did the Phillies do it? Well, more than just getting another fourth or fifth starter in there for quality, because Cole Hamels tells them that, you know what, I'm a little tender. He can't start the season. And we don't know when he can start the season.
Well, they usually get four or five games in spring to warm up. So if he doesn't make it till at best, at let's say late March, he's going to need simulated games. I think you're looking at best mid-April. I mean, I think that's being optimistic if he's not back running simulated games before then.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while. But again, it's another season where the Phillies are one of the few teams that goes to spring training and doesn't have all their guys. It's happening every year. They go to spring training and they don't have their lineup. Not good.
Bobby Abreu is there.
Penn State basketball tonight, Indiana here in Bloomington. Indiana 14-9. They play far better at home than they do on the road. Yogi Ferrell having a great year, 17.5 a game. See, he does what Aaron Kraft has not been able to do. Aaron Kraft's a marvelous defensive player, great leader, hard nose, but he lost a lot of offense around him. The problem is Aaron Kraft does not really have it in his regimen to take 8.5, 9 a game and make it 13-15 a game. Yogi Ferrell does. I mean, Yogi Ferrell lost a lot of scoring, even more scoring around him than Kraft did. He's up about 17.5 a game. He's had 7 20-point games this season, and marvelous. The guy that really, though, could be a thorn in Penn State's side tonight is Noah Vonleh. He probably is going to be a one-and-done guy. I mean, even though he doesn't have a 20-point game this year, he is one really smooth guy inside. We'll see if Penn State can bounce back on the road here tonight. That's at 7 o'clock. It's on BTN this evening. Kevin has Shikellamy Jersey Shore basketball. Steve Williams has wrestling.